Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida added another 48 COVID-19 deaths and nearly 10,000 new cases in the last day. Meanwhile, confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. surpassed 3 million, with many millions more probably infected. At least 130,000 Americans have died during the COVID-19 pandemic. Americans are facing long lines at testing sites and going a week or more without receiving a diagnosis. Some sites are running out of kits. In addition, Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. government will issue guidance encouraging frontline healthcare workers to reuse personal protective equipment. Pence also says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be issuing new guidance for reopening of schools in the fall. School districts across the country are struggling with how to safely reopen as the coronavirus continues to surge in most states. The vice president called it absolutely essential for students to return to the classroom for in-person learning. Earlier, President Trump took to Twitter to criticize the CDC for asking schools to do very impractical things. The new rapid bus line from downtown St. Petersburg to St. Pete Beach now has a name. PSTA Executive Director Brad Miller announced the name Sunrunner this morning.
The rapid transit will be running from the Sunshine City of St. Petersburg to the Sunset Capital of Florida, St. Pete Beach, from where the sun rises to where the sun sets. The new name for this rapid transit project, drumroll please. Woo! The Sunrunner! Yay!
The Sunrunner used to be known as Central Avenue BRT because for most of its length, it will run along First Avenue South and North. It had faced opposition from some neighborhoods along that corridor and on the beaches. In May, President Trump announced that about half the $44 million project would be paid for by a federal grant. St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman said the Sunrunner name goes along with the Association of Florida, St. Pete, and the Sun.
This project is so transformative because if we're going to move forward as a region, when it comes to quality of life, when it comes to economic development, transit is at the heart of that. And having the first of its kind transit here that goes from St. Pete to the beaches and to St. Pete Beach, where so many of our residents work, and now we'll have an easier way of getting back and forth to work, where so many of the visitors who come to this region and come to stay on beautiful St. Pete Beach will have an opportunity easily to not only visit the beach, but to visit us in downtown St. Petersburg. That's jobs, that's economic development, that's quality of life, and it also gets people out of their cars, which means we're taking care of our environment.
The Sunrunner will run from downtown St. Pete west across the city, then south along Pasadena Avenue and south again along Gulf Boulevard in St. Pete Beach. It also has a nickname, the Beach to the Berg. It will run in 15-minute intervals and have 16 stops. It won't have a fully dedicated lane, but there will be a lane painted red for the Sunrunner and traffic that's turning off First Avenues south and north. A national coalition of labor unions, along with racial and social justice organizations, will stage a mass walkout this month to protest systemic racism. It's dubbed the Strike for Black Lives. Tens of thousands of workers will walk off their jobs on July 20th. That's according to details shared with the Associated Press. Organizers said that workers across the economy, including fast food, rideshare services, nursing homes, and airports in more than 25 cities, will strike to demand action from corporations and the government to dismantle white supremacy and to ensure the health, safety, and economic well-being of every worker. Health officials say they've confirmed an 11th case of the mosquito-borne dengue fever in the Florida Keys. So far, all 11 cases have been in Key Largo, including 8 cases during the last week of June. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight it'll be breezy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Overnight lows will be near 80. Tomorrow, breezy again with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and afternoon highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.